Director Curtis Hanson began his career as the editor of Cinema Magazine before becoming the screenwriter of such films as Never Cry Wolf and The Silent Partner. His first film as a director was a thriller, The Bedroom Window, in 1987, and he's been making thrillers ever since, including the 1992 hit The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. His latest is a whitewater thriller about rivers, not Arkansas politics, and it stars no less than Meryl Streep. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews The River Wild.
She doesn't do an accent. She doesn't get all haunted and mysterious. And believe it or not, she has biceps. The new Meryl Streep is, of all things, an action hero. And a surprisingly effective one. Her new movie, The River Wild, turns out to be a wilderness thriller of the most straightforward and conservative kind. Nothing in it will surprise or charm you unduly. But still, the picture moves, and Streep moves with it. She plays a schoolteacher named Gail. Her marriage to an overworked architect played by David Strathairn is feeling the strain of his long hours and sour disposition. And now it's time for Streep, Strathairn, their young son, and their faithful dog to leave baby sister behind in Boston and go on a river rafting vacation in deepest Montana. Had anyone else been playing the lead, the setup would have seemed utterly perfunctory. But Streep invests everything she does with such deep dish emotion, and Strathairn turns himself into such a sniveling, narrow-shouldered coward that their marital troubles almost distract you from the developing suspense plot. How could she have fallen for him, you keep wondering? And what have they been talking about over dinner all these years? Enter Kevin Bacon as Wade, an inexperienced rafter who's nevertheless going down the river with his sidekick. As Bacon's and Streep's rafts keep passing each other, Bacon seems just a little too charming. You can tell he's up to no good by the way he keeps ogling her and acting all fatherly to her son. In a thriller, substitute parenting always signifies evil. By the time the movie's half over, Bacon and his pal, both of whom, sure enough, are pretty evil, have hijacked Streep's raft, gotten rid of her husband, and are bent on forcing her to steer them through the gauntlet, which is more or less whitewater hell. As they approach the big cataract, Streep whispers a word of warning in Bacon's ear.
You listen to me, you little idiot. I'm not bullshitting you about the gauntlet. It's big. It's bigger than anything you've ever seen. And tomorrow, Wade, you're going to drown in it, and the rest of us are going to be hauled under with the raft. So I'm not going to pretend that I give a shit about you and your stupid friend and your pathetic, small-time, nothing life. But I got everything I care about in the world in this boat. And I got my baby girl waiting at the other end. And I know I cannot do this. I cannot row this big water, man. That's the truth.
In a scene like that, you can hear how much acting Streep throws into every line. And yet she never throws the movie out of balance. That's because she doesn't make the mistake of turning Gail into anyone very complex or soulful. Gail's a grown-up, but the giggly, outdoorsy kid that she was when she learned to ride the river is still there in every line. Director Curtis Hanson isn't too good at making the family stuff fresh, but he handles the whitewater scenes spectacularly. He makes the physical pleasure of dodging the rocks come through along with the terror. So, is Meryl Streep the next Arnold Schwarzenegger? Maybe not. But in this movie, she has the muscle, and we know she can do the accent.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.